Democratic and Republican legislative leaders have a compromise they hope will keep Wisconsin going until the next scheduled budget cycle. Assembly Majority Leader Mike Hipsch says Republicans approach the shortfall in funds just like any family would.
We're cutting unnecessary spending, we're tapping into our savings accounts, we're delaying payments, we're doing what we need to do in order to make ends meet.
How to make those ends meet is creating a difference of opinion between the governor and legislative leaders who crafted the compromise plan. Jim Doyle does not want to delay millions of dollars in school aid payments.
We can't solve our budget challenge by pushing off $125 million in school aid payments that will just make our jobs much tougher to do next year.
Governor Doyle also does not want to rely as much on tobacco refinancing. His budget repair bill proposed $30 million from the tobacco settlement. The compromise calls for $209 million. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.